I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And listen, that's possible. Judas was one of the 12. He cast devils out. He did all the stuff that they did, but yet he was reprobate, son of perdition. Jesus said in the scriptures, he said, there's a class of people he's going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. Though they said, didn't we do all these things, Lord? Come on, tell somebody it's tight, but it's right. Then on the other hand, you have those with false humility. They're peace keepers, but not peacemakers. You see, a peacekeeper would do anything for peace. You're intimidated by your children. So Junebug say, I ain't coming in tonight. And you don't want to confront him, so you say, all right, well, just stay out. And he ain't but 12. Keep the peace. No, but see, Jesus never called us to be peacekeepers. He said, be peacemakers. See, sometimes you got to fight for peace. Sometimes you got to wrestle to obtain rest. Amen. So we can't allow intimidation any type of place in our life, because there are times you have to put your foot down and be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. So I just disrupted somebody right there, because you thought, you know, it was just Jesus always to be the doormat. Whatever, just follow that all the time. Follow peace with all men, as much as lies within you. How many know that sometimes you have to confront some stuff in order to bring real peace? See, the other peace is false peace. It's a false sense of security. But when you establish it, you know you got peace now. Because God's spirit is ruling in that area, and darkness has been pushed back. So intimidation's got to be dealt with. If you are still glued to the Midianites, let me give you a description. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, the stock market, FEMA, the coronavirus, travel restrictions, and I said last time, toilet paper. If you are still glued to that stuff and that's dictating your narrative, your life, you're going to find yourself in the category of a casual or carnal Christian. And you wonder why all this is coming at you, because you're not in the secret place. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Say this with me. Seeing is not believing. Say it again. Seeing is not believing. You have to make up in your mind, I don't believe everything I see. I don't believe everything I hear. Amen. Stop believing everything somebody tells you. Search it out for yourself. Do your own due diligence prayerfully. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, listen, Holy Spirit is in you. He's the teacher. Give me Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. It's important that we take heed what we are hearing and what we are seeing. The media, doctors, accountants, attorneys, bankers, employees, they are most of the time bearers of bad news. Listen to the weatherman. Seldom do you hear partly sunny. It's always partly cloudy. Never half full, half empty. Take heed. When you're fearful after hearing a negative or after hearing negative information, when you become fearful, tell someone, you ain't trusting God. You heard someone say, it's the possibility. It's a possibility that this could happen. And you get all afraid. You're not trusting God. You're feeding from a different source. So, bondage comes when someone is ingesting or taking information in from a natural source instead of from God Himself. We must again become naturally supernatural. For we find in the book of Corinthians that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Come on, let's drive this point home. Understand, the natural man, the carnal man, does not receive. He's at enmity against God. Why? It's foolishness unto him. He can't believe. Outside of the Spirit of God, you won't believe. Except God draw you. So the natural man is at enmity against God. Bondage comes from information that is strictly a natural source. Why? Listen, you're a change agent. Even if that is the fact of the matter, I got the ability to change that. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's a sad amen. And some of y'all still wondering what he just say. You have the ability to change some stuff. Yeah, it's coming, but wait a minute. That ain't God's will. That ain't God's purpose for my life. That had nothing to do with my destiny. The devil is a lie. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I bind that in Jesus' name. You better get out of here. Amen. You have rights from the rebirth. Tell somebody, I've been born again of an incorruptible seed of the Word of God that lives and abides forever. There's a part of you that is incorruptible. Darkness can't touch it. Death has no authority over it. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We're going to look at verse 13 through 18. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things. Somebody say all things. Say it again, all things. Say it again, all things. All that's gone on these last 2 years has just awakened the sleeping giant. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. How many, if you allow God to renew that inner man every day, he'll add years to that outer man that is perishing. That outer man is just growing in number. Age is only a number. God can preserve you. God can keep you. God can keep you strong. God can keep you going. God can keep you enthused. God can keep you excited. Amen. I don't care what age you are. I'm 85. Let me go in and take my mountain. Amen. God will keep you. Though the outward man ages, age is nothing but a number. that spirit on the inside will quicken you and continue to quicken you and continue to renew you. You'll be young at heart. You'll be young in your mind. You'll be young in your conversation. You ain't ready to get out of here. You got work to do. Hallelujah. Get it back up for me. For our light affliction. Paul calls whatever you've been through a light affliction. Well, it almost took my still light. Brother, you don't know. It's still light. You act like God was struggling. He does hard stuff like he does easy stuff. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look at here what he says in the next verse. While we look not at the things that are seen. You see them, but you don't see them. Naturally, supernatural. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, temporary, fleeting, changing, perishing. But the things which are not seen are eternal, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Amen. There's a part of you that's steadfast, can't be moved. It's always going to abound. It's always going to triumph. It's the conqueror. It's the one that can't be defeated. He's inside of you. But you got to live naturally supernatural. Tell somebody, you got a choice to make today. Either you accept the information coming out of your environment or allow supernatural faith to arise and dominate in your heart as you believe the promises of God. You got a choice, and we make that choice every day. You either live by your set of circumstances or you live the high life. You live the abundant life. You live the Zoe life. Amen. And the more you acquaint yourself with him and his ways, the more that life manifests in your life, in your environment, in time, in real time. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We need to make a song out of that. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You can look at something sometimes and feel like you don't have enough. But then you got to realize, God says, I shall supply your every need. Not according to what you see, but according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that right?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.